Welcome to StrengthCast, episode 22, brought to you by strengthandgaming.com. I'm Samson Lancaster, and as usual, I'm joined by Salvador Madrigal.
Bienvenido.
Mr. Brian Athabito.
Sup?
And apparently, a Yeti happened upon Sal's trail along his journey tonight.
A wayward Yeti found his way.
I didn't recognize him at first. It was like, there's some, like, shaved ape coming this way. And it's completely bald. I don't understand. It's the Yeti. The Yeti himself. Emery.
Hello, shaved Yeti. So.
Yes, Emery has shaved his head. Pictures to follow on Twitter.
There's nothing like a shaved scrotum. It's
quite I just look like a bigger version of Brian.
Yeah.
Stop Brian.
Stop copying my style.
Bubba is his fashion idol.
I'm his sensei.
So, what do we have for you on this episode? Well, of course, we will start off with the latest games, followed by a shit fuck ton of news. Wait. Maybe not, because I think we've talked about half of it already. But from Gamescom... A lot of stuff happened at Gamescom. And you may have seen some of that stuff on strengthandgaming.com, perhaps. And after that...
What?
I actually have a mystery trailer. It's been a very long time, but me, Samson, I have a mystery trailer for y'all. I hope you all will enjoy it.
Is it something hipster?
No.
God, I gotta immediately hate it just because it's hipster.
It is not. However, it might be hipster because nobody's probably talking about it right now, which means nobody's doing it, so it's probably hipster. So unfortunately, Sal will probably hate it.
It will be hipster by the time this airs.
I got a proto-hipster that.
It is possible. And then we'll have our outro. So, Mo, what have you been playing lately?
World of Tanks?
That's it, dude.
That's pretty much it.
And that's it.
Honestly, yeah.
we played War Thunder for a little bit at my place, and that's pretty much it, dude.
How long have you been playing World of Tanks?
Since the 360 beta, so over a year.
Oh my god.
That was like,
Jesus.
Last year, sometime when the beta started.
Yeah, those rednecks are crazy, dude.
I remember us talking about that like a million years ago.
Yeah.
I can look at my stats, but
I think it was the last time Emery was on, actually. It was when we talked about World Tanks.
Can't help it, man. It's fun. They added a little bit more content as they've been going. You know, they're trying to catch up to the PC version as far as maps and tanks.
Has anything new and interesting happened?
Maps and tanks. still pissed off rednecks playing, which is always fun.
Y'all but, don't know what y'all doing.
By the way, it's probably a million degrees in here right now, even though it is actually
dude,
cold outside.
You know what? The humidity started climbing immediately as the sun started going down.
Well, you got two Yetis, Bubba, and a really giant Mexican with no fan
dude,
on.
Dude, just my balls alone is 110 degrees, dude.
And a brand new cap.
They can bake off my nuts. You want to make some shortbread?
The windows are open. We'll try to survive this podcast for you, the listeners.
Yeah, it feels like a Schweden...
You're already dead, you just don't know it yet.
Schweden set.
The recording will say otherwise.
Sweat house in here.
They're giving away a free tank this weekend, for what that's worth.
Well, there you go.
You know
this
what,
weekend,
though?
Meaning last weekend, because you're listening to this probably Tuesday or later.
Yeah, so by the time you hear this, that won't be relevant. So
the first person to have a like an out-of-body experience and have like a spirit walk wins.
We're gonna start,
dude. It's like an Indian sweat house.
Well, me and Sam didn't have the advantage.
Yeah,
we're like I don't know what quarter.
We put out a ton of. We're part Native American, and we put out a ton of heat ourselves.
I feel my spirit totem is a crow.
That's my spirit totem, baby.
My spirit totem is a nutsack.
Sam is a dirty bottom Indian from the Never Wives tribe.
Yeah, are you sure I'm not from the Slapaho tribe?
No, who do you think you are? War Machine?
Is from the
topical. Sorry, I digress. I got us off track. Let's keep it moving.
Is that it, Mo?
I really don't think I have anything else to add to that. Yeah, that about covers it.
Wow.
World of Tanks.
World of Tanks.
I would have thought you had been playing some obscure Japanese sex games. No?
Well, Akiba Strip barely came to PlayStation 4.
Yeah,
I actually have a lot of obscure Japanese sex games. I don't know if we were covering that.
So. No, yeah, obviously. You know, we always cover this kind of stuff.
This isn't just what have you been playing. This is draw back the curtain on Mo's ugly life. Mo's sick fetishes.
Right, well, if we're counting that, then yeah, there's like a laundry list of obscure Japanese sex games.
Oh, just pick a couple.
Well, I got Sexy Beach 3 Special Edition.
You've talked about that before, so.
Which is like, yeah, the more fucked up version of Dead or Alive.
With rape, I think.
not really rape.
Listen, I don't like the way you're talking to my client here. You don't have to say anything more about this. He's going to take the Fifth Amendment, right? To not incriminate himself.
Okay, something else.
That doesn't involve rape?
No.
I just slapped my forehead so hard I almost knocked myself unconscious.
You watch out, you'll fall.
If you knock yourself unconscious, you're going to get raped.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, we're hallucinating already. There's got to be at least one other game other than that, because I know you've mentioned that one before.
Sex games. You're talking about sex games.
So. Well, yeah, we're trying to make sure we get more than one game here.
Let's see.
What's that one you ordered?
I ordered like 60 ones.
Damn, dude. I know of one, dude. There's five more?
There's one called, there's one called At Home Mate, which is like you got all these, you're like in a...
At Home Mate?
Yes, you're like in a boarding house, you know, you're the only dude there, and there's like three Japanese sisters.
Oh, that's Bishonen and shit, dude.
Those are dating sims. They're just, you know, they got the three sisters fighting over you, trying to like bone you every second. Typical anime thing, you know?
Yeah. It's a typical high school...
That's like a common anime.
What the fuck is happening?
Dude, when you start your Chinese cartoons class, dude, you're going to venture into this gray area of...
Bubba, you have to understand these things.
Yeah, I guess I do.
You're going to fail your class.
Do you want an A in that class?
It's been a real education.
We can help you get an A in that class.
Yeah, we can talk later over here.
Right? Yeah, and once you've already stuck your feet in, you got to look up Boku no Pico, dude, and you're going to be good.
Pass.
Do you have any others you want to talk about, or are we good?
I think that probably covers it. Just know there's a lot of Japanese sex games out there, and I have most of them.
And this has been Japanese panty sniffing with Mo.
Dude, that's a ripoff, dude. I was so disappointed when I learned how that actually happens. He just puts it on for like a second. Dude, you didn't even run a mile in your fucking panties, dude. What the fuck's up with that?
That's what he says. He's told me before.
You get what you pay for, Sal.
I'm getting ripped off.
God damn it.
Basically, you steal the panties right off the Japanese girls.
That'd be the best thing, dude.
God damn it. I don't know what just happened.
Right. I think we're going to move on.
So, Sal, what have you been playing, Sal?
I've been playing Akiba Strip. Nah. Dude, that barely came out for PlayStation 4. I might get it, dude. I've been playing Dragon's Crown.
Oh, that's cool. Do you rape dragons in it?
I think you do.
Rape you?
Isn't the chick that plays Chie in that?
I don't know.
Dragon's
Crown. Aaron Fitzgerald.
I haven't played it yet. I've been wanting to try it.
I think if you get the voice pack, which is like $2, she might be in it. I don't have the voice pack, so it's just some old dude fucking narrating everything. Mm. So I'm not weeaboo enough.
What was the game? Was the side scroller with the witch with the big titties?
That's the one.
Dragon's Crown.
That's Dragon's Crown, dude.
Sorcerer. Well, that's what we're talking about.
Dude, she has water balloon tits, dude. As you're running, they're like. Blub, blub, blub.
I'm not sure which character that.
That game's hard, dude. Once you get to like level 23, it's like, oh fuck, you need a group, like a full group of actual people.
I thought it was like an arcade style game.
It's kind of if you played the D&D ones.
Yeah, it's like the D&D
arcade. Like Golden Axe or something
like
that.
Yeah, kind of like that. You level up in it. And I'm enjoying it. I've been trying all the different characters. And so far I've gotten the sorceress, which is the chick with the big tits.
Right.
To 23. And then I'm playing the archer and the paladin. And,
wait, and the archers want the huge ass and thighs, right?
No, no, that's the Amazon, dude. Okay, the Amazon has a badonkadonk, dude.
I think that's her. I think that's Aaron. Aaron plays the Amazon.
Wait, she has a huge badonkadonk, the Amazon. I haven't tried her yet. And then there's a dwarf with the Napoleon issues.
As all dwarfs should have.
Yeah. And then I've also been playing Fez. I put Mo to sleep. I told Mo, dude, this is like the best game to like try to fall asleep if you have insomnia, just because of the ambient noise and the music. And we were playing it late, dude. He's like, dude, I'm falling asleep, dude. I can see what you mean.
Yeah.
And yeah, that game's fun.
That's cool. Fine.
And then I've been playing. I played War Thunder for a little bit with Mo.
It's like a harder World of Tanks.
Yeah.
Now, are you still playing tanks or are you doing planes?
Well, you can do both. You can.
So you play both. So you've been playing
on the fly. You can switch back and forth.
Cool. And they don't have the boats yet, do they?
No, not yet. The PC version has the boats already, but
I think the idea is to there's gonna be modes that like involve all three at some point, right?
Yeah, yeah. Eventually, they're gonna have all three, and that's gonna be nuts because a warplane could take you out really easy.
Yeah.
And then I played PT.
Shit. Aaron Fitzgerald does the voice of the sorceress.
Oh, okay. She's the sorceress?
Look at them cans.
I got to get the voice pack then.
Aaron's awesome. She was really
GA
cool.
GA is the best girl.
At GamerCon. Yeah, she is.
And then I played PT for a little while and I had to stop. I was playing it during the day, mind you. Yvette was like sitting on her computer and I was like, oh, fuck this shit. And I turned it off and she's like, you're turning it off? You want to play with me?
So for the listeners who might not be familiar with it, and since we'll probably talk about Gamescom a little later, PT is the demo slash
early build of Silent Hill
trailer of the Silent Hill sequel.
Does that one have Norman Reedus in it?
Yeah. Well, he's going to be in the game, but you didn't see him in the other than at the very end.
Yeah, at the very end, you get kind of a little splash.
Norman Reedus gives me the vipers.
Hideo Kojima and Guillermo del Toro, dude.
Yeah,
that's a fuck, dude. Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, dude. Woo.
Yeah.
If you ever watched The Orphanage, if you haven't, watch The Orphanage. It's one of his first movies, dude.
Ooh, I even like his
La Orfanata or whatever, fucking Spanish version.
Even like his like less creepy big budget blockbuster stuff, like Pacific Rim and Hellboy. Mm-hmm. I think they're all great.
They're creepy as fuck.
Yeah, he's really good.
Worse than fuck.
I like him a lot. And Kojima, while I've never really been into Metal Gear, I think that guy's a certifiably just insane. And that always makes for an interesting game, you know, when you have a complete lunatic like that at the helm. So I'm not into Silent Hill, but I got to tell you, I'm kind of looking forward to
it. I think that dude hangs upside down like a bat in a fucking sex suit.
Yeah.
Oh, I imagine him to being, sleep.
It is really
weird.
He's
Japanese, so yeah.
Whenever he goes out, he'll go out Quiet Chain King style.
But yeah, if you have a PlayStation 4, try out the PT demo.
Yeah.
Just got to remember that you got to loop everything, so just keep working it over and over again. Mm-hmm. The game plays itself pretty much. You're along for the ride.
What a ride it is.
Brian, what have you been playing?
So I also played PT this week. It is, to reiterate what Sal said, so I was not aware of it. I missed a lot of the Gamescom coverage when it initially happened, and then Sal told me that the demo had been kind of just surreptitiously snuck onto the PlayStation Store for the PS4. And it's funny because they didn't announce it. It just kind of like, it just all of a sudden showed up.
Oh, like
it
me.
It just showed up unannounced.
Like Emery always
there
does.
There was no, description.
Who are y'all smoking?
It just said PT on it. And when I heard what it was, I kind of wanted to try it out. So I played it last night for like a few minutes. But it's one of those things, like Sal says, you just kind of have to do nothing. And it seems like it's different for everybody that plays it. I've been hearing different stuff. Like, people are seeing different things. I can tell you that I ran around the loop multiple times and I was just perplexed as to what the hell to do. You're basically walking down a hall and this game looks amazing. The graphics are so high res. It's like a it looks incredible. But every time you walk through this hall and then you walk through the door at the end and you come back out, you know, kind of where you started. And it seemed like after I walked through it a few times,
everything started changing.
Everything changes a little bit. It gets a little darker. The music gets a little more tense. You start noticing like all the cockroaches crawling all over the place. And I noticed the door open, like the bathroom door open, like just a crack. This door is open, a crack. And I was walking around. And I'm like, okay, this is obviously scary and creepy, very atmospheric, but I have no idea what to do. And I just finally realized that clicking down on the R3, when you click on the right stick, will zoom it in a little bit. So I'm like walking by the cracked door. I can't open it further. I can't close it. So I figure, like, I'm trying to look in there. So I'm looking in the bathroom, and, you know, it's a bathroom. I mean, I can see it's dark in there, but I can kind of make out a toilet and whatnot. So I press the zoom in button to, like, zoom in real close. Dude, this ghost or a demon or some shit just comes right up to the door and is like, bah! And, like, pulls the door shut. I stood up and, like, threw the controller down, and I'm like, fuck that. And then I'm like, no more. Done.
Sounds like classic Silent Hill.
Yeah. It was terrifying.
If you ever played those games, that's like a staple, is the thing you're talking about, how it progressively gets more and more creepy and fucked up looking. Yeah. Like you go through an area and then you go back again later and it's all like tore up and rusty. Mm-hmm.
It's very subtle. You don't even notice it until you've done it a few times and you're like, man, this place looks like crap. It was very unsettling and very disturbing. And I didn't get the good ending because I didn't hang in long enough. But I've also heard that it's different depending on whether or not you have a microphone plugged in. So I'm going to give that a try because, you know, Kojima's nuts like that. Yeah. You know, all that weird shit in Metal Gear where he would read your memory card on the PlayStation. Remember that? Like all kinds of weird shit that guy's.
Yeah, that was one of the boss fights against that. Was that one dude that like fucks with your brain?
Psycho Mantis.
Yeah, Psycho Mantis. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like, 4? Would say it was deleting your memory card or something. Yeah.
Yeah, he would say
was,
like,
was that 4?
He would say like, oh, I see.
That's the only one I played.
That was. Was that a PlayStation? That might have been a PlayStation.
It would look at the game saves on your memory card and it would say like, oh, I see you like to play such and such, and then you're like, oh god.
That's pretty awesome.
It's trippy. But it's cool. I'm really looking forward to the game. It's a really neat demo. Everybody who has a PS4 should be downloading it right now. I'm still playing Black Man Batgate on the PlayStation Vita. This game sucks. I'm so mad. I'm not terribly mad that I bought it because I bought it on the superhero sale, so it costs like $4 or something like that for a Vita game. But it is so inferior to all the Arkham games. Even Arkham Oranges, which I thought was not great. It's
Arkham what?
Arkham Oranges. I call it that by default now. Sal said it. I just call it that by default. But it's just a really poor handheld version of that game with a lot of Metroidvania shit in it. The boss fights are stupid. Joker and Penguin put up like ridiculous fights. And I'm like, I'm Batman, you know? It's like, I can whip your ass. I'm Batman.
Justice! I'm Batman.
If you remember all the PS3 games, it was fairly easy to beat those guys. It was just getting to them that was tough. But in this one, yeah, it's like they're all of a sudden like Jokers, like Superman or some shit. Stupid. I'm really aggravated with it, and I've wasted a lot of hours backtracking, going back and forth looking for stuff because it doesn't instruct you very well, but I get the feeling I'm pretty close to the end. On the PS4, I played Guardians of the Galaxy Pinball. There's basically a new Marvel pinball table. It's a lot of fun. If you like the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and if you didn't, you are some type of communist bastard.
Dude, you know John Stark didn't like it.
I can't.
Oh, Crazy John didn't like it.
I can't believe anybody didn't like Guardians. It was a wonderful movie. It was really.
He probably good. Wasn't stoned.
But the pinball's kind of cool. I mean, it's Zen pinball, so I've talked about that plenty of times. I also played Fez, as Sal did. That game is so.
That game.
It's fun. I mean, PS4 is like the last stop. I mean, it's on PS3, PS4, Vita. Xbox 360.
It's everywhere PC. And smoke signals.
Yeah, it's PS4 was basically the last stop for Fez. Now I'm finally playing it after like 90% of the world's population's already played it. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little late to the Fez party, but I will say it is delightful. It is when
dude, Mo was getting his mind blown.
Yeah, he played it too, just like
when last he was flipping around the shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. When you spin the backgrounds and the music is so kind of lighthearted, and when you see Gomez and he has like Gomez has that big smile on his face. He's such a cute little musical character. It's almost hard to believe that the whole game is the brainchild of such a stuffy ass like Phil Fish. He's such a kind of a cranky sort of aspie freak. It's hard to believe that such a kind of a positive whimsical thing came out of his mind. And then on PS3, I'm kind of cleaning up the backlog a little bit. I finally got around to playing episode 4 of The Walking Dead. So I have one episode left to go. It's kind of hard for me to describe what's going on in that game without getting into too much spoilers. But I will say I'm kind of ready for the last episode. It's almost, season 2 is almost over. It's good. It's good. The third episode was crazy rough. And the fourth one kind of starts tying things up and getting everything ready for that last episode. They've done a real good job with Walking Dead, I think, Telltale Games has. And then lastly, I finally got around to playing Blood Dragon, Far Cry 3
Blood Dragon. Holy fuck, that game is amazing.
It is really good. I mean, I'll say this. It's been a long time since I played Far Cry 3. And I bought Blood Dragon on a cheap sale like a long-ass time ago and just finally now got around to playing it. It is a lot of fun. It makes a lot of jokey references to video games and things like that. I'm kind of on the fence. Like, sometimes the references are funny and, like, just naturally hilarious. And sometimes they're annoying.
It's supposed to be like 80s retro shit.
Yeah, it's very much everything that's in it has a very like 80s cartoon NES sensibility. There's a lot of that whole shit of like super violent entertainment being sold to children. Having grown up in the 80s, I can tell you, like, nobody gave two shits about violence in video games back in the 80s.
I hear you. I was around before the, what is it called, ESRB?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, yeah, we were like, that's just
techno cop.
That's just the way shit was. You could play games where you would shoot guys' arms and legs off, and it was like no big deal.
If you go further back to like Custer's Revenge and stuff like that,
Brian knows all about that.
Sure, I recall that. Blood Dragon's a lot of fun. I've taken over a couple of forts or whatever those things are called, and I'm generally having a pretty good time with it. Hopefully I can wrap it up in a couple of weeks so it doesn't, like, overstay its welcome. Because it's, like I said, it's one of those things where it's like a joke that could get old. But that's what I've been up to. How about you, Samson?
I played games?
I heard that sometimes you do.
It's possible.
Bro.
Did you play any Japanese sex games?
Bro.
This juncture.
I tried to give you some Japanese sex games, to be fair, and you didn't seem interested.
Sam's catalog is already backlogged with sex games.
So, I actually went on the good old PlayStation Plus, found me a couple of free games to play. The first one that I tried was Proteus.
Yeah, Proteus.
Have either of you played Proteus?
I haven't tried it.
I was playing it on the Vita.
I downloaded it. Yeah, I downloaded it for the Vita.
Dude, that's a snorefest, dude. If you have insomnia and you had insomnia for years and years, play that game, dude. You'll wake up the next day and be like, holy shit, I slept.
Well, that's like Fez for Salad.
These two fuckers, obviously they'd have no appreciation for the art.
No, you know what? The music and everything, it puts you to sleep.
It's very pretty, even for like 8 or 16 bits or whatever it is. It's sort of like, it's very colorful and lower res than say Minecraft, because it's a little bit, it's like 3D, but it's a little flatter than Minecraft. And essentially what it is when you start, you're out in the water off the coast of a small island, which is procedurally generated by the Proteus's whatever engine they use, and when you get there, it's essentially you're just walking around this island with all kinds of nature and weird shit that's around. But it's again, it's very blocky and 8 or 16 bits. And
yeah, there's a lot of those games out there now. Like Minecraft sort of knockoffs.
The idea, well, I think the most interesting about it, yes, it's actually quite pretty with the colors and stuff. But what the real idea behind it is, everything you approach, everything that you see, everything that you come close to has its own sound and sound effect. And it sort of creates this soundscape or soundtrack, if you will, depending on where you go. And you can run into like different groups of creatures, these weird looking things that are very reminiscent of Pikmin, perhaps, if they were 8-bit Pikmin. And they make weird noises, and when you finally get up to them, they freak out and run away. Or like flocks of these weird dragonfly things that fly around. Or
if you hit the right sequence, you get the Song of Storms.
Can you pick them up and pitch them off a cliff like Pikmin is the question?
No, you can't do much in this game except walk around, close your eyes, which ends the game if you hold your eyes closed long enough.
I close my eyes and I drift away.
That's weird.
And you can save what are called postcards. So if you press, I don't remember, it's one of the R or L buttons on the back. I was playing this on PS3, by the way.
You hit the O button?
The O button. Oh. You hit the O button. Oh. It takes a picture or creates a postcard, which does a couple of things. One, it saves your game in that particular location at that particular time, whatever randomly was generated. You can pick back up at that exact spot. And since it's a postcard, quote unquote, you can send it to your friends to do the same thing. I played it for half an hour to an hour, and my wife Heather was sitting there half watching, half on her phone and her note tablet reading or whatever.
Pretty much she was just ignoring it. It was like, fucking sad thing.
I'm like, what the
bullshit
fuck is this
game?
What
the fuck is this?
I thought it was interesting, but honestly, I feel like you'd have more fun if you were high on something. So that's Proteus. I don't know if it's currently free on PlayStation Plus, but it was.
Yeah, it's currently free.
It's
all of August, yeah.
So for all of August, download Proteus for free if you have PlayStation Plus.
And you like
weed. Sorry, free, quote unquote.
And you like tripping balls.
Yeah, if you like acid and you like free games, play Proteus.
The only other game on PlayStation Plus that was free was Crysis 3, which is
what... Yeah, it's only if you own a PlayStation 3. If you own a PlayStation 4 and a Vita, you'd have a lot more games.
Hey, I had Crysis 3.
I feel
Crysis 3 is hard.
Yes, it is.
Holy fuck, it's hard.
I bought Blood Dragon because it was like $4.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And now it's $4 I could have kept in my pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
So I've yet to even play it.
I went ahead, I saw Crysis 3, and I must confess that I really enjoyed the trailer with ZZ Top's sharp-dressed man playing in the background. That sold it for me. I really wanted to play it after he fucking turns around with the kind of Vogue, and then he launches an explosive arrow at the helicopter and blows it up. That sold it for me. I wanted to play the game after I saw that trailer. So when I saw it free on Plus, I said, hey, I'll try Crysis 3. And I downloaded it, I played through the tutorial, which was like, after playing through the tutorial, it was like, this is actually kind of cool. This stuff is really neat. Like, all the stuff that you have, the abilities you have to do. And then I started the first mission. And mind you, I didn't play it on the easiest skill level. Most games, I go, okay, it's just an FPS.
You play it on hard.
I'm just going to bump it up to whatever the harder, not the hardest, but like one of the harder skill levels is. And I started playing it, and I really liked stealth killing people. It was really cool. I mean, your nano suit has so many different abilities.
Predator mode. And
yes, it's exactly. The invisible or predator mode was actually really cool. Again, it's exactly what Brian said. It's very much a predator mode because people, they can see something, so they kind of alert and go, wait, hey, what the fuck is that? And they'll freak out a little bit.
Yeah,
and then you just walk up and then fucking slit their throat.
Sneak up behind
them. Yeah, that shit was so broken on the multiplayer, dude. Everybody and their grandmother was in a corner, dude. Just dark corner McDougal, dude. Fuck you.
Just waiting to Alien versus Predator.
Yeah, you see somebody come across, and then like you get hit in the head with the fucking bow and shit.
Yeah, the bow.
Skyrim, you can do that shit with stealth. You can get your stealth out, and you can just cheese everything.
Speaking of Skyrim and stealth, there's a very interesting little mod. If you like Dexter, there's a mod that modifies...
There's a mod for that.
There's a mod for that. There's a mod that modifies the stealth kill or stealth hit. You know how when you hit somebody, it does like X amount of extra damage when you're in stealth?
Yeah, it does like...
There's a mod. There's a mod that literally, when you hit somebody, when you're stealth, has Dokes from Dexter say, "Surprise, motherfucker!"
Surprise, motherfucker. Some fries, motherfucker. Hard eyes, motherfucker. Who dies, motherfucker? All rise, motherfucker. If you haven't seen that fucking Vine yet, dude, look that shit up. It's fucking amazing.
Anyways.
Disguise, motherfucker.
After half an hour, 45 minutes or so, I did die playing on whatever mode I was playing it. And I was like, fuck this game. So I was like, but... I did like the stealth kills. I do like the methods. The bow was probably the coolest thing. I didn't get past the normal arrows because I didn't try any of the other arrows. But it's an interesting game. Definitely worth the price.
Wait. What was it again?
Free, quote unquote, Andrew.
You gotta give due where dues due.
I'm also continuing to play Child of Light, and hopefully by the next podcast I will have beat it and be able to report to you what is going on. So we're gonna take a little break here.
Oh, praise Jesus.
We're gonna go cool off.
Oh, Ryan's hell, giant die. Spaghetti monster.
We're gonna go jump into some dry ice. And we'll be right back after this break with some amazing new news and announcements and everything from Gamescom.
You don't say, really? Oh, hey, I didn't see you there. My damn robot head was just telling me about a new podcast I should listen to. She said it was called Off the Rails. You can find links to it on a website called offtherailspodcast.com. Yeah, it's hosted by a few other clowns.
Bubba.
Noah.
And fucking Sean.
Offtherailspodcast.com.
Let me break it down to you.
Three middle-aged high school buddies. They drink beer and they talk about popular culture, examining the noteworthy, weird shit, flat-out awful movies, music, TV, video games, comic books. You get the point. They also talk about pro wrestling. You like wrestling? This is for the mature audiences. And remember, they're on iTunes, Stitcher also.
They're also on Player FM.
So tune in to Bubba, Noah, and Sean, and listen to Off the Rails.
Welcome back. You are listening to Strengthcast, and we are here with the latest in gaming news.
And we're here with our special guest, the Cricket.
Oh, good for you!
Yes, he is one of our favorite little friends. So, before we get into Gamescom, I want to announce some new developments on strengthandgaming.com.
Crickets are the assholes of the insect world.
Yes. So, on strengthandgaming.com, we have added a news section. And this means, to you listeners and or readers, that we will be attempting to cover all the latest gaming news. And if you were paying attention last week on strengthandgaming.com, you would have seen a lot of news articles and whatnot go up. Some of the stuff we will be talking about a little bit. But in addition...
There's a cat on my foot.
In addition to there being a cat on Mo's foot, we also have two new writers on strengthandgaming.com. We have our new resident Pokemon expert, Caitlin McGuire. And we just released her very first article, a news article about Pokemon, believe it or not, on strengthandgaming.com. You can find that in the news section.
Which Pokemon, though? There's like 40,000 different ones.
Yeah, she needs to get with the times and the new ones are coming out.
No, this article is about the latest Mega Pokemon in Ruby and Sapphire. Pay attention, bitches.
Listen up, you just might learn something.
And we also have Mr. Kyle Montooth. He will be coming to us with his gaming hardware. He will become our gaming hardware specialist. And essentially, I got tired of this fucker coming to my cube at the end of the day saying, I got this amazing new computer and all these brand new parts that cost shitloads of money. And I was like, fuck you, dude. Then I was like, wait, you should write for us.
The only thing I remember, the only thing I remember of Kyle is him getting really surly at the end when there were...
Magic.
Yeah, and Magic.
We were getting drunk playing Magic
here. He was so pissed off at the end because of all the counting he had to do. He was doing trigonometry to fucking play Magic and shit.
And that was his fault. That was his deck.
Yeah, dude, you shouldn't have fucking cast all that shit.
But no, Kyle's really cool. He will be doing PC. He'll start with PC hardware and move on to various other gaming hardware. And one of the really neat things about Kyle's article is that once he builds his ultimate gaming PC, which is what he's working on,
he's going to let me have it.
That would be amazing.
And then he's going to give me his PC.
Unfortunately, he's not that generous. But
damn it.
Once he builds this amazing ultimate gaming PC, we're going to do a poll to see what you, the listeners, the readers, and so on, want to see happen next. It's going to be an experimental build after he puts it together. We'll put out a poll so you guys can decide what's going on next.
Dude, that's going to be horrible. I can already see the bloodshed with these, you know, PC Master Race people. Yeah, you fucking asshole. You need to liquid cool it with hydrogen and nitrogen and then run some...
Isn't that dark side?
New section and two brand new writers, Caitlin McGuire and Kyle Montooth. And there was, if you were paying attention recently,
what was the guy's name on Fahrenheit 51?
Fahrenheit 451.
451. I'm fucking almost Greek.
Ghetto, man.
I'm almost.
You gotta shorten that shit.
That Greek fucking shit is crazy.
Yes, we had Rocky Moonshine.
Just keep going.
And
Monto, right?
So there was some pretty big gaming news. Rise of the Tomb Raider is going to be an Xbox exclusive.
Nope.
Some people feel very strongly about this. Very strongly. I have some all caps tweets that prove this point.
Is Sal one of these people? That
no,
it wasn't Sal, actually.
I can give two fucks about this game, dude.
But, just to give you a little behind the scenes at strengthandgaming.com, I woke up on Thursday morning of last week, since you're listening to this the next week, and I saw this news about Xbox or Microsoft Rise of the Tomb Raider.
After he popped the butt plug out of his ass, what was this on the news?
No, I waited for that. I leave that in while I'm doing the news.
Yeah, so do I.
And
at least until my first BM.
I found out, I believe it was from Kotaku, that Rise of the Tomb Raider was going to be an Xbox exclusive. And then shortly after that, or later on in the day, everybody was so pissed that Kotaku, Joystick, fucking IGN
everybody
released
probed
articles about how pissed off people were. And again, I had angry tweets about our article. So anyways, that passed over, and the next day,
wait, we're talking about Jewish stuff now?
That wasn't Thursday, that was Wednesday. On Thursday morning, I wake up, and I pull up my Facebook, and I notice that Xbox Rise of the Tomb Raider is not so much an exclusive, but a timed exclusive. So in the sense that it's going to be released on Xbox first, and it will only be available on Xbox for a little while.
They like to do that.
Well, no. Here's the key word for and all of the fucking shit that went on GameCom. It's called what the fuck did I write it?
Oh god.
God damn it, Sal.
Sal and his look, California medicine. So,
the bottom line,
console first. It's called console first.
Okay.
So it's gonna come out on that console first. Right. And maybe 6 months down the line it's gonna come out on another console.
There's a lot of Xbox shit.
But yeah, the even PlayStation did the same fucking shit, but
the bottom line though,
Microsoft got caught.
the bottom line is Microsoft, you keep using that word exclusive. I don't think it means.
Yeah, Inigo Montoya is gonna fucking jump out and be like, I don't think you know what the name means.
So Sal, what other news did we discover at Gamescom?
They showed the Quantum Break gameplay. It looks cool, mind you. It looks really good.
Now, this is the Norwegian... who's the dev on this? The same people behind Max Payne 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And
basically, they're using the same mechanics.
Alan Wake.
Yeah, they're using the same mechanics as Max Payne. And they're just kind of tweaking it a little bit and moving it a little bit forward more. And the game looks good.
Yeah.
But I've seen this shit, and they're trying to play it off like, hey, look at this brand new way of moving through fucking the world.
Well, that's, like, no, that's marketing shit.
Yeah. Right? Quantum Break looks cool. Not going to make me want to buy a fucking Xbox. Sorry. They also released a buttload of bundles. Mm-hmm. they released a FIFA 15 bundle. Which is €4.99, which is, I guess, the same price. So,
the same price in the U.S. Or the
you mean $49.99? Because $49.99? That's like $600 American.
Well, Euro. it equals out to about the same shit.
He means $49.99?
The Sunset Overdrive white version of that one?
Right.
That looks fucking cool.
I'm down with that. I, as I mentioned on the last podcast, I played Sunset Overdrive at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And... that is a game I'm willing to buy.
Dude, that fucking game is
pretty cool. It's pretty cool, yeah. I might get that bundle.
A Colo Halo Advanced Titanfall bundle. Dude, COD Advanced, whatever the fuck, dude. It's basically Halo and Titanfall combined.
Oh, yeah, the one that cat.
It's like they boned and had a baby and called it COD. Hmm. What the fuck is up with that bundle being fucking $500?
That's too expensive. That's too rich for my blood.
Yeah, dude.
It's got that thing where you can catch the ball, though. Remember that, like, the basketball mode? The fuck is that called?
Dude, that game... It's the like game,
Blitzball.
I'll buy that game when that game's fucking on sale, dude. It's not worth it. Of course, FIFA 15 is one of the big announcements it had. And you can see the collective... all the Germans on there just blowing their wad and shit.
It's been a year. It's time for another FIFA.
Yeah, dude. They didn't fucking change anything other than the portraits.
That's like with Madden. They did that.
Yeah,
shit.
Madden the same fucking way.
I can't fault the Germans for that. I saw the first gameplay of WWE 2K15. I marked out, dude. When I saw it, I'm like, yeah, I will totally get that.
And they showed also Space Engineers.
Yeah, now what's this about?
It's like a space fighting game where it's kind of like Lego.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you think of Lego Advanced, and you build your own spaceships and you have all these you mine meteorites and all that shit. It looks interesting.
It's
but
not actual licensed Lego though.
No, it's not. It's not Lego. If you think of it in like the Lego kind of aspect, you know, build these ships with parts,
uh-huh.
And you go out and you do shit with them.
Is it kind of like Kerbal Space Program or something?
Yeah, like kind of like that. Yeah.
Dude, fucking Kyle is obsessed with Kerbal Space Program. Just so you know.
We also had Fable Legends. They show some more gameplay and stuff like that. And you know what? Fuck you, Peter Molyneux.
Yeah, yeah, we heard that.
I gotta get it all up in that bitch's ass because the first two games ruined all the other games for me. And you know what? Fuck your goddess game. Fuck your goddess game, dude. You're trying to be all, I like smelling my own farts. Fuck
is Fable game. Legends, is this just the reboot? Fable, or is this the re-release of the Fable games in...
No, it's a completely own game.
Didn't they already have a Fable
game.
Reboot?
Yeah, they did. But
the anniversary edition?
This is a own a game of its own.
Okay.
It looks really cool, but having Peter Molyneux working on...
Peter Molyneux. You know Peter Molyneux is a totally different company. He doesn't work for Lionhead anymore.
It's like...
We've had this discussion, Sal.
He's Nazi Germany, dude. He ruined Germans for me forever.
Okay. See, I would think he's French.
So you're calling him Hitler?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
he's pretty much Hitler, French. Dude.
He's Canadian or something, right?
All right. Well, see Heil Molyneux.
Yeah. Scream Ride, dude. Rollercoaster game.
This actually looks really good. I watched the trailer for this.
Dude, you know Doritos Extreme? This is fucking Roller Coasters Extreme, dude.
Yeah. It seems like Roller Coaster Tycoon, but it's you measure that how if you are able to scare the shit out of the people that are riding.
Yeah,
you
scream ride. Your success is measured on how you make your people scream. That's one of the little catchphrases the dude that was announcing it.
Our very own Eddie Vargas covered this news on our news section at strengthandgaming.com.
Right on.
Well, check
that shit out.
Yeah. Super hot. Dude, the fucking trailer for this game is crazy.
Yeah, this is the shooter where you shoot, but your bullet only moves
when you move.
Yeah, that looks really cool. That's kind of a neat idea.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right.
Below.
Okay.
Below is kind of like an MMORPG / Diablo kind of killer.
Okay.
And it's set in like 16-bit world. I don't know, the game looks kind of cool, but...
it's just kind of hack and slash
type. Yeah, kind of, yeah. Okay. Right. It was okay. Smite, me and Mo play this on the PC. Mm-hmm. It's coming to the Xbox first.
I played that with you guys at one point.
Yeah.
I totally sucked.
It's going to be coming to all the consoles.
What is Smite?
Smite is a MOBA game, but you play it in third
person. MOBA.
It's like League of Legends, yeah, but third person.
Yeah.
It actually involves skill,
you know, on reflexes. On regular MOBA games, it's point and click.
Right.
So you click on something and that's what you move.
Was it Kali that I like to play as?
Yeah, Kali or...
Kalima. Shakti Day.
But it's coming to Xbox first. And then it's going to come out to, I guess,
PlayStation 4. So it's an Xbox exclusive.
Yeah, it's an
quote-unquote
Andrew. I'm looking forward to that game, actually. I like Smite.
I'm just hoping that the PC-related account will transfer over, which we know it won't.
Nope, it's not going to, dude.
Yeah, don't count on it.
Yeah, don't count on it.
I have so much shit unlocked on the PC.
You're lucky you're able to transfer your characters from Diablo fucking PlayStation 3 to anything, dude. Ori and the Blind Forest. This game looks fucking cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
It looked good at E3.
It's like a little platformer.
It looks really cool. It has a very cool cartoon type style.
Yeah,
the
art style in this is really good.
It looks like an animated movie.
I'm looking forward to that. Of course, the Halo 5 reveal.
Right.
Halo always looks really good.
Yeah.
But it's fucking Halo, dude. It's the exact same mechanics.
It is, yeah. I mean, you know what you're getting into if you want.
If you like the Master Chief Edition and all this other shit,
yeah.
It's all the same. It's just, it looks prettier.
The online community always killed it for me with Halo.
Oh, man.
So many trolls.
When we were playing Halo Reach, dude, we get booted for being good, dude. You get booted for being good. They flag your ass because, this guy's fucking botting and fuck that. Of course, the Halo Master Chief Edition, they give you more details on what... They also updated some of the old maps from Halo.
And this is just a lot of, like, high-def versions of the earlier...
Yeah, of the earlier stuff. So all the old stuff that you loved is going to be in Master Chief Edition.
So if I were to get an Xbox One, say, this year, and I wanted to jump into Halo, the Master Chief Collection...
Yeah, you want to start with that, because that's 1, 2, 3, and 4, and not Reach, right?
All I remember is Reach had a like really fucked up ending.
Yeah.
Hey, don't spoil that shit for us last gen gamers.
Dude, you're not gonna be able to play Reach because it's not on fucking PlayStation 1. I mean Xbox One. Forza Horizon 2. Forza games always look really good, but there was a whole controversy where it costs you more to get one of the fucking downloadable
DLC
games than an actual fucking car, dude. So. I mean, who is it? Bentley has one of their cars in this shit. I was like, who's gonna fucking be able to afford a Bentley other than somebody who can afford a Bentley
in real life?
Yeah, dude, you're gonna be playing in-game money to.
That's like some of the World of Tanks premium tanks. They cost like $60-$70.
Fuck,
real money.
Man, stupid. and a buttload of fucking indie games. Like so many indie games that there's too many to fucking name.
Yeah.
And that was the Xbox deal. Nothing really new coming out of Xbox.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more.
Well, if they're able to make good on some of their early promise from the launch, like their the games that were supposed to come out, like the Fast Follow, like shortly after launch, like Sunset Overdrive. You know, I'm at the point, I love my PS4, and I always seem to have, mostly thanks to Plus, I always seem to have plenty of games to play on it. But, yeah, there's a shortage of games. I mean, we're still in that early
adopter drought. Yeah, it's like
there's nothing coming out for either console.
That Sunset Overdrive game, it looks fucking awesome.
It was fun. I played it at Comic-Con.
I was watching the streams after the Xbox announcements. Oh. And some of the deaths you take and shit, when you respawn, there's like Portal. Mm-hmm. There's fucking Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, dude. The fucking the phone booth comes out of the ground and you step out of it, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, holy shit, that's fucking amazing.
It's crazy. It's pretty crazy.
And there's a crazy environmental stuff. Whoa. That game looks fucking awesome, dude.
Bill and Ted's is totally the American Doctor Who.
Wow.
So what? How about some PS4 stuff? What do we see on the Sony
PS4,
side?
Bloodborne. You know, in like an E3, they showed you the trailer.
Right.
They showed actual gameplay this time.
Right.
It's kind of like Dark Souls meets Nightmare Creatures type of gameplay.
Right. And this is the same team who did the Dark Souls games, right? Yeah. So it's like
it's pretty similar.
No big surprise.
Dark Souls is hard, but this one's more like a hack and slash, kind of like Nightmare Creatures if you ever played that on the PlayStation.
Hashtag slash. Yeah, that game was fun. You can knock all kinds of limbs off and Nightmare Creatures.
Yeah. But it looks really good. It looks good. Ooh. Like a crazy diversion, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They showed also some more of the Order shit. Dude, Brian claims that we had a conversation. I don't know if any of the viewers remember me and him having a conversation.
Sal, this is a podcast. There's not any actual viewers. There might be listeners, right?
Well, hey, Sal, we're viewers. The last time you hated that really awesome next-gen game, you really wanted to take a dump on that cartridge, right?
What game?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, I see he's being ironic. So it's not a cartridge.
So basically, Order 1886 is a really good-looking game. This is by Ready at Dawn. These are the guys who did all the PSP God of War games. And also local right here to Orange County. I used to walk whenever I was at local.com and I was having phone interviews with all different companies, place. I used to walk
Me
by
too.
Ready at Dawn because they were right there.
Me too!
Corner. Yeah, they're in the lot.
I would be all the way in the corner fucking doing phone interviews.
Yeah, that's where I did all my shit. That's how I snuck out of local.com.
Sit on the curb there and all that foliage.
But Ready at Dawn is a really solid developer who has made a lot of really good games that nobody got to play because they were on the shitty PSP.
Mm-hmm.
But I really have high hopes for The Order. When we had this discussion,
we had a discussion about the gameplay, and I don't remember of it.
There was some streaming. They streamed like
I looked at the gameplay on IGN and IGN.
IGN,
dude, what the fuck? IGN. So I looked at the stream.
We didn't even have to call him on that. He called himself.
He caught it.
That's where you get to the lucid state when you're drunk. So you call yourself on your own shit.
You can drive.
So I saw the stream because I didn't remember any of this. So apparently,
it's just a cover-based shooter is all it is.
Yeah.
It's got a cool Victorian. It's there's werewolves in
There's a lot of chop in that fucking game.
Yeah, well, that's you said this last time, Sal.
No, well, I understand. I remember that conversation we had about the press release.
You had your California medicine and you forgot about it.
where they said they were going to limit it to 30 frames because fucking movies were 24 frames.
And I said, believe it when you see it, judge the game when it comes out. That's what I said. What they announced, I saw some of the stuff from Gamescom. They announced Nikola Tesla.
Nikola Tesla was in the trailer, dude.
That is crazy.
He's inventing these lightning weapons and shit.
Yeah. So it's, like I said, it's really got that kind of like 1800s Victorian feel to it. It's got a very steampunk feel to it, and Tesla's gonna he's gonna arm you with like lightning weapons and shit like that.
Lightning rod pistol and shit.
Werewolves. I think it looks cool. I'm kind of stoked for that.
It looks neat, but fuck the 30 frames, dude. It's kind of hard to get over.
Believe it when you see it.
Also, the first Infamous DLC.
I'm actually gonna buy this. I'm really looking forward to playing this.
There's plenty of content for $15. So you get 5 hours of the main story plus whatever extra hours for the fucking exploration.
Sucker Punch does a really good job with their DLC. I bought the vampire one for the second Infamous game.
I
had that
Festival of Blood.
Yeah.
I played that.
Dude, that game was fun.
Really fun, and you didn't even have to have Infamous 2 to play it. It was really good. Sucker Punch does a really awesome job with DLC, so I am for sure going to buy that. I think it's coming out in like the next week or so, right, Sal?
Yeah.
By the time we do the next podcast, I'll be talking about Infamous.
Far Cry 4, they did some more details into that share-to-play crap. Right. They're going to give you 13 keys that you can play the game for 2 hours, which is kind of like the PlayStation
now. You can give it to your friends, and they
can play with you for 2 hours.
Yeah.
No, it's 2 hours. They said 2 hours.
Okay, last time it was an hour.
Because that makes a huge difference.
I think
you
said 2 hours. Yeah, it doesn't really matter because you're basically downloading the game like in PlayStation 3 right
now. It's a smart move. They're going to sell a lot more copies of the game because if I play and I get
if
I give a key to Sal and Sal can join... If Sal can join me in my game, pardon me. Sal can join me in my game, and I give him my key, but he can only play the game for like an hour. He's probably going to be so stoked after playing it, he's going to end up buying it. So I think it's cool. I think it's a good idea.
And then they also had Until Dawn, which apparently was a PlayStation 3 game.
Yeah. So here's the deal with Until Dawn, because I'm one of the few dummies on the face of the planet that bought a Move controller, and originally this was going to be a first-person PS3 Move game. What they showed at Gamescom, they've now made it a PS4 game. It's third-person and no longer requires the Move.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, it is a totally different game now. The only thing that's the same is that it's basically like a slasher movie, like a horror movie.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you played Noir, where you gotta figure out who killed who.
LA Noir.
Yes.
Speaking of LA Noir, that was the first time I ever met your ass, Bubba.
When?
At local.com.
Yeah.
I walked over.
LA Noir?
No. I walked over to fucking Justin Wolfson. Fuck that guy. And right. I was talking to him, and then he told me that you were this big gaming dude, and I was like, you know what? Hey, my wife wants to play LA Noir. And then after that, I had to stand there for like an hour and a half and listen to this fucker talk about L.A. Noir.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
I like that.
Brian not knowing that you don't game at all. Giving all this information, just glazing
over your head. I had no idea. I was talking about Borderlands and shit like that. And I didn't know the whole time this guy was some fucking fake social gamer.
He's a false homie.
He is a false homie. But so this is actually a good thing because they were able to take what would for sure be a shit game on PS3 that nobody would buy,
because mm-hmm.
you have to have the Move to play it, and they're able to basically make it a next-gen game, and the fact that it's going to be kind of a dopey, like, dead teenager horror movie,
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping for, like, Night Trap 2.0. Like, something like that. That would be good.
I had that game, man.
Yes, yeah, we did.
Yeah. When I saw the gameplay in the trailer, I was like, what the fuck? This is the thing, right? They did it already on PlayStation 3.
Just a brief side note. Me and Mo made our own Night Trap movies.
Oh my god, that game was horrible, dude.
I made Sal play that and he had to download it. Like,
yeah, I have it on the emulator, dude. That shit sucks.
I know you're bald right now. Like, Mo's completely shaved right now, but back then, when we made these Night Trap spoof.
Well, Mo had things, a hurt.
Right? Mo had the Jufro, carrot top. Man. He had the carrot top Jufro, yes.
He had a full head of curly hair and shit that flowed in the wind.
Yeah, nice Jufro back in the day, man.
Anyway.
Little Big Planet 3, dude.
Yeah, more of Little Big Planet.
You know what 3. I liked about this trailer and the gameplay? They didn't have that fucking sucky ass chick on the fucking E3, dude. She sucked horribly, dude.
We kind of saw all I needed to see out of Little Big Planet.
But yeah, it's Little Big Planet with extra characters.
Drive Club.
You know what? Excuse me. It was awesome, the shit that they showed, but when the fuck is the game going to come out? Never.
This is one that they promised this for
fucking
plus.
Never.
Like a million years.
Yeah, like dude, Diablo never. 3 thing, they pimped that for like 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is going to be the same thing.
The game looks awesome. Amazing, but it's never fucking going to come out, dude.
Yeah.
Never.
Duke Nukem Forever?
Yeah. It's going to be like fucking Guns N' Roses and shit. It's going to take 12 years.
It's
going to
be it's going to be Chinese.
Chinese democracy.
It's going to suck.
Yeah.
Q Studios, Pixel Junk fame, is going to be releasing this game called The Tomorrow Children. And it's going to be a Marxist type of gameplay type of deal.
Seeing you're a communist?
Yeah, it feels communist, dude. You feel depressed in that fucking game. It's weird and creepy as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like some Minecraft slash fucking...
Minecraft. Is that like binary Minecraft?
Minecraft. I don't know what the fuck you heard.
Well, when you break down any game, it's binary, right?
Yeah. So it's like a Minecraft slash... Fuck, I don't know. A Command & Conquer type of game.
Minecraft RTS?
Yeah, Minecraft, I don't know what it is, dude.
Conker's Bad Fur Day.
I don't know if they showed any gameplay about it, but the trailer looked like it was kind of like a Minecraft.
I would totally play the evil teddy bear
Command & Conquer type of game. And there were some weird evil, fucking. I don't know what the fuck it was.
Was it evil teddy bears?
No. I wish it was evil teddy bears.
You know, the evil teddy bears were basically just Nazis.
It's basically some dictator guys trying to oppress you.
Yeah,
and that was weird. They also had The Vanishing of Ethan Carter. This game looks fucking crazy, dude. It's like you're trying to solve murders and shit like that, and how you disappeared, I guess, right?
I didn't actually see this one.
The gameplay was you find these people killed, and you can look at their ghosts and rewind time to see how they died and all.
Oh, so it's so kind of like Remember Me or something like that.
Kind of type like that, but first person type.
Was that when there was some Japanese game where you're looking at ghosts with the camera? It was kind of weird.
Sugar?
No.
That was the DiCaprio.
You were Shutter Island.
Shutter Island. That was a movie. Dumb Dumb.
That was a good movie too.
I want a chick sitting on my back.
Fatal Frame or something.
Fatal Frame. Yeah, I don't know.
For the deep cuts right there.
And then we saw
For the Win.
Volume.
Okay.
Volume, which is if you remember the Metal Gear for the PlayStation 1, mm-hmm. where you kind of had to hide and they had the field of vision and shit, and you could hide right behind, immediately behind them, and they wouldn't see you. Well, it's similar like Thief and Metal Gear.
Just a stealth game. Yeah.
Okay. That me.
Alright.
The one that I really when they showed Wild, dude, I fucking almost busted in and was like,
I watched this trailer. This actually looks really cool. So this is a game by Michel Ancel, the French gentleman behind Rayman. You play an animal. You can play like as different animals, and it's basically a survival game. You can play as all kinds of different animals. It kind of reminded me that it takes place in like early times, like prehistoric times, but it reminded me of like Tokyo Jungle. Because you can play all kinds of different animals just kind of struggling to survive. It looks like an interesting game.
Sounds like that EVO game on a Super NES. Evolutionary game.
But you got hunters trying to stalk you and shit.
Not to be confused with EVO.
Yeah, so
what happened? Tournament. What
the fuck is EVO?
So
also the DayZ.
Yeah.
They announced DayZ. It's going to be a PlayStation 1 console first.
PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Most people don't have their PS1s anymore.
That's the merging of the PS4 and Xbox One.
No, but a PlayStation 4.
God, and baby Jesus, we got to wrap this up. We got to get this dude home. PS4. So it's coming out on PS4. DayZ is a big hit on Steam, right? I mean, a lot of people.
Not really, dude. That game fucking.
I see a lot of people streaming that.
A lot of people play it,
but
though,
it's buggy as fuck, dude.
Well, I mean, maybe for you, but I mean,
that game's been in beta for like fucking 10 years, dude. Longer than fucking Firefall, dude. Firefall was in beta for 5 years.
It wasn't any good.
Has it been in beta?
You know what? When it works, it's cool. when it doesn't,
which actually,
is most of the fucking time. Fuck that game.
I got an interview with those guys at Firefall a while back when I was at that fucking local.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. That game finally came out. It's full release, so if you haven't played it, try it out.
Wait, there's WarZ and DayZ or whatever.
Yeah, this is DayZ. This is based off of the Arma game.
WarZ is the Netflix ripoff.
Yeah.
No, well, the WarZ game that came out was based off of the book.
I'm just making sure.
It was based off of the book, and it was a piece of shit.
WarZ is to DayZ what Transmorphers on Netflix is to Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's coming out to the consoles, and hopefully it's not buggy like the fucking PC version.
Right.
Because fuck that game.
Yeah, I think they had to like refund people's money on Steam.
Yeah, the DayZ one. The DayZ one, they refunded everybody's money.
No, you're talking about the WarZ. The WarZ, they issued a lot of refunds because it was a...
There's no compute. Okay, does not. I do. Nothing's coming. Nothing's coming.
Moving on.
Hellblade.
Yep.
These are the people that made Heavenly Sword. Yeah. Me and Mo played Heavenly Sword.
That game was cool.
That was good.
Now, is it the same dev? Is that Ninja Theory or is it a different dev? Because I know, or is it just a couple of key people that worked on
it? Yeah, Heavenly Sword? I think it was a couple of key people.
Because I think, was that Ninja Theory? Because
the girl on it looked like the little sister, dude.
Yeah.
The game is basically like a God of War, but with a chick.
Yeah.
It looked like.
But you remember the sister with the bow on that was in that game? It's basically the character they showed in the trailer looks exactly like her.
Oh, the crazy chick.
Yeah, so I'm thinking it's a continuation, but they couldn't get funding, right, for part two. Some other shit. So I'm thinking this is like the spiritual successor
to that. So what about Rhyme?
Rhyme.
I don't know anything about Rhyme except Rhyme. It's tricky to rock a rhyme.
That's
a Run DMC.
Well, no, it's a cel shaded game that looks exactly like fucking Wind Waker.
Okay,
which was a cel shaded game too.
Yeah, if you combine Wind Waker and Ico,
yeah,
that's the fucking game Rhyme, dude.
Okay,
so
that works.
Yeah, they ripped off Wind Waker or whatever. Would you want to fight about it?
I do want to fight that.
They also showed Hideo Kojima came on and showed some more Metal Gear Solid 5 video.
Hideo Kojima is a delight.
Dude, he's a nut job, dude.
He's crazy. Like, he's my kind of people.
We're going to show you footage, but it's only about the stealth box that you get in the fucking game, dude.
Was that video show?
Yeah, the video I showed you, dude.
Hey, whatever, Hideo.
Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah, we get to see more box shit. And dude, it was fucking hilarious, dude.
Box is overpowered now.
Yeah, the box is way overpowered, dude. You can stand up and look like one of the enemies.
Wait, do you get Maru?
Who, Maru? Oh, you don't mean the cat? No.
But he likes boxes.
But you can put fucking hot bikini clad chicks on there, and the dudes will run up to the box and be like, "Oh man, this is amazing!" And you can squirrel away and shit and stealth right behind them. Well, these sexually frustrated NPCs are looking at this picture of a hot chick on there.
Jesus.
That's like the fucking poison rice ball.
Yeah, dude, like, they throw it out there. From Ninja!
Tenchu.
And you get the butt whistle.
That shit was awesome because you didn't have to waste it. You could just throw it out. They'd start to walk over and you can kill them before they pick it up and eat it.
But yeah, the video was fucking hilarious, dude. I was fucking rolling because of the fucking absurdity.
Yeah. So PT, we kind of already talked about.
Yeah, PT,
earlier.
We kind of talked about. Yeah,
scary as shit.
Freaking, dude, yeah. It was funny because Hideo Kojima was saying, like, you know how we have the previous Silent Hill games, we wanted people to piss themselves.
Right.
This time around, we want people to shit their pants.
Hey. Yeah.
And dude, I'm about fucking
Toro.
Yeah.
I don't doubt that some of us will be shitting our pants.
I almost made a mistake just sitting there playing the demo.
Uh-oh.
A mistake almost happened right there.
I went to duty.
I pooted.
Yeah, so another thing I want to touch on is the PlayStation 4 stream on their blog.
Where did you touch me on the doll?
I want to touch you in the vagina. But I was trying to watch it on the PlayStation blog website, and dude, it fucking didn't work.
Yeah, well, no
same as before,
there.
Dude. Just, same as before.
Just stream through your PC, same as dude.
I went to IGN.
Shit for streaming.
I went to no, this was on the website. This was on their website and it didn't work.
Yeah, they even get worse.
I was watching the the Bombcast people watching that shit, and they were like, what the fuck is going on? They were switching between Twitch and that shit.
Let's play PS stream.
Yeah, it was like, watch us watching the Gamescom.
It was a quick look at Gamescom.
Speaking of stream, remember that Italian dude was like punching that chick in the tits the other day? I was like, on Uplay or whatever. Yeah, Uplay. They got banned.
No shit, they got banned?
Punching her right in the fun.
Punching her in the tits? And like 5 minutes later, it took like five minutes.
Wait. Did she like it?
Dude, you pay extra for that.
She didn't really seem to care one way or the other. You just
that's good enough.
He was like some Jersey Shore, Pauly D type.
I added a couple extra notes to here, just a couple of things that that I thought might be interested in. So the firmware update, the next PS4 firmware update that's going to go live like next week, is going to enable the share play, which basically allows people on your friends list to borrow your games.
Yeah, so, if Sam ever decides to get a PlayStation 4, I'm going to be taking over for him a lot.
That's what I was talking about. I think it's like the 60-minute thing, right?
They talked about this before launch, right? That you'd be able to, if your friend was having a hard time beating a boss, he would be able to turn control over to you. You could beat the boss for him, and then he would pick back up. So we're starting to get a lot more details about it. So in addition to being able to turn over...
That was me and Mo, by the way.
Yeah. So you're able to...
As good as a gamer he is, he couldn't beat some of the bosses.
so in order to get past certain areas, if you want to turn control over of your game over to somebody on your friends list, you can hit them up for help.
Microsoft try to do this like 10 years ago, where you could let somebody else take over Windows for you to do troubleshooting? Remote? What the fuck do they call that on it?
Remote desktop.
Something like that.
It's similar to that, but basically the remote ass play. The bad news is that when your friends are borrowing your game, you can't. It basically uses your PS4, so you
can't play it.
Right? I can't. So like if I tell Sal, can you at least watch? You can, yeah. So like if I tell Sal, I'm down
as long as I can watch.
I said, hey, if I call up Sal and say, hey, try out this dope new game that I got, and I let Sal play it for a while, I basically am sitting there watching Sal play. Like, I can't play my PS4 while he's doing that.
Hey, as long as you can watch.
That kind of sucks, but I still see it being a positive. It does have good uses to it.
You know what? This is just going to make more softer gamers. Kind of like kids are soft nowadays. Like, hey, can you beat this for me?
Like how they beat tutorials for the game. Gen?
I think Andrew's going to be bugging me a fuck ton because of this fucking shit.
People were doing this back in the 8-bit Nintendo days, too. The future is now, bitch. Now you're doing it online. It's cool. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
I must admit that me and Mo did pass the control back and forth to... complete Ghouls and Ghosts.
Dude, here's how it's going to go.
Hey, we beat it.
That was as bad as Castlevania, the original.
We beat Ghouls and Ghosts.
Here's how it's going to go. Andrew's going to get his PlayStation 4 and Destiny and be like, dude, I can't fucking beat this game, dude. This is fucking bullshit. Play for me. So I'm going to be playing it for him a lot.
You can hire
Chinese guys for that.
I don't want to play golds.
Yeah.
You can hire Chinamen to do a lot of things.
That's not racist.
Please. Please. Asian American is the preferred nomenclature.
Chinamen don't die like
that. No. Let me be straight here.
They're not building railroads, not
in America. I'm talking about the red guys.
America.
Okay.
The other continent.
So, Tearaway is being developed for the PlayStation 4. Why the hell are they doing this?
Why?
Yeah,
that's what everybody was saying.
They pretty much just shit all over the Vita at Gamescom this year. Like I said, I love my Vita. It's great for remote play, and it's great for playing indie games and things like that.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying. Is like, where the fuck is the Vita shit?
But it's like they announced no Vita shit, and by releasing Tearaway on the PS4, they basically took the one really good Vita game, and they basically are giving it to everybody else. So they obviously don't have a whole lot of interest in hyping the Vita.
Remote play, though, that the whole point of remote play was to be able to play while you shit, right?
Yeah, and I do, believe me. Like, I could take my Vita into the hopper with me.
Yeah, the other day I was tired and I wanted to lay down, so I I sent the shit.
DC, yeah, you said you were like taking a shit and passed out while playing Fez, right?
Sure. Oh my god, yeah, dude, that was amazing, dude. I was taking a shit playing Fez like late at night, dude. Yeah. I woke up like 3 a.m, dude. I was still taking a shit playing Fez, dude.
Wow, Sal, you might want to get that checked out.
No, yeah, dude, I went kind of numb from the waist down from sitting there, but it was all worth it.
There was another really good. Well, I won't say the trailer. I won't say the trailer was any good because the trailer was dumb as shit. But I am excited about Overkill, the dev behind Payday 2, which is a really good co-op first-person shooter.
Yeah, Payday was pretty
good. I remember playing a game called Overkill.
They're many working. So Overkill is now working on a Walking Dead game. With Skybound,
Survivor Instinct,
which is Robert Kirkman's company, who's behind The Walking Dead.
You know what? Hopefully, it doesn't suck, dude.
I hope not too. I mean, they did a really good job with Payday, so I'm hoping that they do a good job with this game. The last Walking Dead first person shooter based on the TV show was absolute dog shit.
FPS one, yeah, with the Daryl and
Rome. Yeah, yeah, that was a really bad game.
It looks like somebody took a dump and called it a game.
But dude, this is going to be a co-op game, like an objective-based co-op game, kind of similar to Payday. Like so
modern art.
Yeah, so I'm kind of optimistic about it.
As long as Robert Kirkman, I don't think he'll let it go fucking bad. Hopefully,
Kirkman is a money-hungry bastard, and he is going to continue to cash in on The Walking Dead as long as he is alive. Mm-hmm. So, also, it was announced that 10 million PlayStation 4s
sold, motherfucker. Sold. All you Xbox people, not fucking shit, bitches. Yeah. Sold.
Yeah. Xbox.
Money in hand, bitches. Sold
versus shipped.
Yes, dude. Microsoft better catch up. They need to buy more exclusive, quote-unquote, Andrew, rights to more of our favorite video game IPs.
Jesus Christ.
There's a difference between shipped versus sold.
Yeah, dude. It's like shit sitting in the fucking in the stores. It's not being fucking sold, asshole.
Yeah. PlayStation
10 million, dude.
Let's just be frank here. PlayStation is totally poning Xbone.
It's been a big success. And I, if you go back to our earlier podcasts, I called this. I said it would happen. But you know what? Like I said, I am a big PlayStation fan. I have a PS4 and I love it. It's great. But there are still not a lot of good games for both consoles. I'm really looking forward to like the next year because I think that Microsoft is going to step their game up. And everybody, even PS4 fanboys, need to realize competition is good. I like both companies to be competitive with each other. So that way we can continue to enjoy the benefits of this competition, right? Because it's only good for gamers when two companies are competing like this.
Yes.
They want your dollar. So that means the games get better. That means more innovation.
Although currently they're just saying console first or exclusivity,
and
which isn't fucking helping any motherfucker, dude.
And PlayStation, let them do that.
So PlayStation got something important to say.
PlayStation is still currently the king. In other news that nobody cares about, your Destiny characters from the beta do not transfer.
Yeah, this is a
That's kind of a no brainer.
Yeah, fucking idiots.
They did that with World of Tanks 360 beta.
With any beta, pretty much.
Final Fantasy carried over, I think.
Well, that's because it was a soft launch. The soft launch where they
I don't know about you, but I was hard, but you're saying you're soft.
Well, they released the game. They released the game, quote unquote, 2 weeks before it was supposed to launch, and you got to keep those characters.
Remember how fucked up the beta was? It was like down 75% of the time.
Anyways, so in WoW news, what StrengthCast talks about in WoW, this is unheard of.
Warriors of the
Warlords of Draenor. God damn it. Warlords of Draenor released their trailer recently.
Sal just made me watch that the other day.
Yeah. And as usual,
they fucking Star Trek'd it, dude.
Time travel,
they Star Trek'd it so fucking hard, dude. I was like, Instead of coming up with something new, you assholes, just wipe
the slate. What he's talking about is the most recent reboot of Star Trek, by the way, if nobody
understands. Yeah, most recent.
Or Andrew.
I don't understand what Sal's talking about half the time.
Okay, every sci-fi show is done in like a cliche time travel / parallel universe.
Come on!
Exactly. That applies to movies and TV series.
But so now so yeah, you know how the current Star Trek reset the entire Star Trek series, and
so is this
Andrew pitched a bitch fit and gave birth to a turd baby because
he pissed the bitch fit. Yeah.
So is this new expansion for WoW going to be like a alternate reality of WoW?
Basically, it's a reset of WoW
way.
Yeah, they instead of the horde
because being at taken, the very end he's building the fucking gate
the Hellgate yeah.
the Hellgate to the Burning Crusade, right?
No, this is.
Well, he was trying to make a
this is when the orcs. Right? This is when the orcs invade the human world from Warcraft 1. So it's basically a reset. Instead of the orcs being controlled by the demons, they're their own entity now.
Yeah, that completely and utterly fucking
negates the entire
Burning Crusade.
It was Gul'dan or whatever. He's like, drink the Kool-Aid, and then the Hellscream dude was like, fuck that shit or whatever.
They kill him.
Man, fuck your Kool-Aid. Throws it on the ground and fucking kills the demon, dude.
Well, if there's one thing that I do have to say about Blizzard, it's that their cinematics are amazing, and this trailer was...
Dude, if the WoW movie comes out anywhere near their
cinematics... I gotta say that I jizzed in my pants when I watched that trailer. Like every other trailer.
You're gonna
and
play,
every
you're
cinematic
gonna play this, right?
from every fucking huh? Blizzard game. What?
To be you're gonna play this, right?
To be fair, no. Sam jizzes to every trailer.
I'm skipping it because of the... They did a stat crunch, which pretty much puts it at vanilla stats.
Yeah, okay, so... Last time I logged in to WoW was during the Mists of Pandaria, and they completely revamped everything.
Everything.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, at the very first impression was that shit was so different that I couldn't comprehend or understand until I realized that they simplified it so much that a fucking four-year-old could play it.
Well, here's the thing how it ended up in Mists of Pandaria. A druid fucking tank ended up with 1,000,005 health, and you were critting for 25k at the fucking most. Those motherfuckers were invincible. You can never kill a fucking druid tank.
Druids always seemed invincible.
When you have a million five health,
though,
and you're only dealing 25k.
Though that may be completely and utterly broken, and I don't play WoW much anymore, that is still fucking epic. Hashtag epic.
Hashtag what the fuck?
Well, hashtag epically.
Any
broken.
Druid in any like.
Hashtag what the fuck? BBQ like, sauce yeah, no scope.
The one was the one where you had the capture the flag thing.
Yeah, but during Burning Crusade,
hey,
you can kill a druid tank.
Fuck Warsong Gulch.
Yeah, the druid tank just gets the shit.
Fuck
and
Warsong
then, like,
45 Gulch.
45 people will be shooting him and just be like, oh, am I taking damage? No, and then just walks.
Anyways,
back to base.
That's enough about fucking World of Warcraft.
I don't think so.
How about
enough about World of fucking Warcraft.
How about hashtag we take a cool off break and we check
well,
out.
Well, we need one more thing to talk about is Call of Duty.
We will. No, fuck Call of Duty. Look.
What?
Call of Duty Advanced. It's like Halo meets Titanfall meets
all right, Star. You got 10 seconds. 10.
I just said it.
No, Call of Duty sucks, dude. This next iteration sucks.
7.
Play Titanfall. Play 6, fucking Battlefield. Don't play fucking
5,
COD.
Cat Gunn was playing
4,
it. She's kind of hot.
So. 3.
She has a Bengal cat, which is freaking awesome. You ever seen a Bengal cat?
2.
You ever seen my butthole pucker?
1.
All right.
No?
All right, so.
That's it for the COD corner.
One more piece of very important news. Personal audio. The motherfucking
personal
control.
Nobody shot the guy yet?
Hey, shut the fuck up for a minute. Personal audio. These fucking assholes were patent trolling all podcasts until Adam Carolla stood up and asked the rest of us to stand up to fight against these motherfuckers. And guess what happened? Personal audio dropped out. They dropped their suit against Adam Carolla and all podcasters, and they don't want to go to after us anymore. Guess why? Because there's no fucking money in it. None of us podcasters
no, you know,
have
you know
any
why
any
they bowed
money.
Out? They bowed out because they didn't want to set precedents. If they set precedents, these guys can't fucking sue anybody, dude. So they said, well, we're gonna fucking drop it, dude. We don't so want to get sued.
Guess what happened? They said, no. Since we have this fucking stupid patent on episodic content, we're gonna go after TV instead because that's where the money is. Now, that being said, of course, afterwards, they said that Adam Carolla is a bastard because he's using all of our contributions, around $500,000, to destroy their patent, i.e., to attack them after the battle for podcast is over. And honestly, this is ridiculous because...
Yeah, fuck those guys. They need to be beaten
on those guys, dude. We put this money in, and this patent... They're fucking patent trolls, and this patent should be destroyed. And Adam Carolla is fighting the fucking good fight. Yes, we all contributed to this. Yes, we won the battle for podcasts.
But not the war, yeah.
But we did not win the war.
They need to be fucking snuffed out to where, you know...
But these fuckers are retreating. They
can't ever fucking do it again.
And I think the war can be won. At this point, because they're going after TV. Yes, there's more money in TV, but guess what? There's also more money in TV, so they're going to have more money to defend themselves.
We basically TV? Need to put personal TV. Audio needs to be put out of business before they get any of that
someone,
TV settlement money.
Someone TV's going to do
is... coup de gras these fuckers and just misericord their ass out of existence.
I don't think they know what kind of fight they're coming up against TV, dude. They can throw fucking millions of lawyers at fucking personal audio, dude. He's like, you know what? Talk to our 500,000 Jewish lawyers.
Hey, watch them fucking go after Firefly.
That's a hard J there, Sal. So take it easy.
What? He's just saying all the lawyers are Jewish.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey.
All right.
Might I add to Adam
Carolla? Hey, if you're a Zionist, you agree with me.
Oh, boy.
That was terrible.
Adam is it time Carolla? For mystery trailer?
Me and Bialik, you know what I'm talking about.
Man, this is important. Remember, Adam Carolla was the voice of the Grim Reaper on Family Guy also?
Yes, he was.
So, yeah.
And Adam Carolla is amazing. So,
I think he was on the radio before, too.
Finally, I have a mystery trailer for y'all.
Preach it.
And this mystery trailer
is called Boku no Pico.
Does involve Japanese sex games.
No, it does not. Believe it or not, this is a bit of a retro deal. It dates back to the 80s.
Is it or is it not hipster?
Probably played it.
I guarantee you, Bubba, you have not played it.
All right.
Is that Doctor Who on your tablet there?
Yes, it is. However, you may not, or actually, of all the people in this room, Bubba might be the only one that knows what this is. So, if you do, please do not reveal anything.
Is it because he's old?
Ooh, snap. He says
that's played out. I'm not gonna say anything.
You need to bust out your pants
so,
and put him in his place.
So, listeners out there, what I want you to look up is Polybus. Some people call it Polybus.
Some people call it Space Cowboy.
Polybus. Some people call it the Gangster of Love. Polybius. But, Sal, shut the fuck up for a second.
Some people call me Maurice.
You have to look up the game. You have to look up Polybus gameplay. Okay, so, a little bit of history. Polybus, or Polybius, is an arcade cabinet that was said to be released in 1981, and it caused players to go insane, causing them to suffer from intense stress, horrific nightmares, and even suicidal tendencies. A short time after its release, it disappeared without a trace. Another rumor is that the CIA used this game to brainwash their probies. And Polybius or Polybus is named after the Greek historian of the same name. So go out there, look up Polybius gameplay, and we will be right back.
How do you spell it?
After this, mate.
How do you spell it?
God damn it, Sal.
Smoke signal, smoke signal.
I spelt it already. P-O-L-Y-B-I-U-S.
Now in Spanish.
He who smelt it, dealt it. Spelt it.
We'll be right back after the break. Okay.
Listeners, stop eating my sesame cake! Rate and review StrengthCast on the iTunes. And please take some time to visit strcast.com. www.thebreakingdowntoya.com, where you'll find extras like posters, links, and information. During your stay, please click on our Amazon banners so that our hosts do not go hungry. And I urge you, please tell all of your friends to listen to StrengthCast, for if they do not, you are false homies.
And we're back.
I ripped one.
So, that mystery trailer. Did anybody look it up?
Which one?
Polybius.
There's like
Polybius.
Polybius.
And you showed us like 15 different trailers.
So, I'm going to read the Wikipedia entry without the omissions that I had earlier. Polybius is a fictional arcade cabinet, the focus of an urban legend. It was said to be released to the public in 1981.
Is this like fucking Slender Man? Are you going to sacrifice one of your fucking 13-year-old students to some shit, dude?
All that being said,
what the fuck is this? Who are we?
Bubba already knew about
this. Who is this?
Yeah. And I figured that he did, so I made him swear to silence during the whole...
not silent.
It was deadly, but
so what did you two think?
Who is this? Who is you? What is where? Did that? Nah. I don't know. I lost all will to live just watching that.
You were brainwashed to kill yourself.
There it is. It said be normal on there, and it said work 8 hours and procreate.
So there right now, you know that shit didn't work on
Yeah, style. Dude, fuck that.
It said, sleep 12 hours.
No.
You smoke your California medicine.
I sleep 4 hours. haven't smoked any California medicine in fucking months.
And then play games for the rest of
You would be procreating like crazy if you could, right?
Yeah, dude. I'd be like a fucking rabbit, dude. He's like...
Mormons
have nothing on me.
Yeah.
I'd be like, Utah?
We said you would be. What is it?
Is there such thing as a Mexican Mormon?
The spirit was willing, but the flesh was weak.
No, the flesh was willing as well. It's just the flesh couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Well, the general consensus or rumor about Polybius was essentially...
it is fake.
And the Glomar... The Glomar,
something from Skyrim?
No.
Oh, it's Falmar, right?
That's Falmar. God damn it. We're all a little buzzed at this point, but it's the Glomar response. The CIA can neither confirm nor deny of Polybius' existence.
So it was like the Vietnam LSD thing?
No, that was proven.
That was proven.
So essentially, this Polybius was an urban legend. In 1998, this popped up on a popular gaming blog at the time, and
was there internet in 1998? It became
1998.
I can't remember that far back.
It was rumored. Yeah, of course you can.
You can't
it was
rumored 5 minutes ago.
It was rumored.
What are we talking about?
It was rumored to have appeared as an arcade cabinet in 1981.
Is that like the last Starfighter? Did you like end up in space fighting?
Remember that movie? Yeah, well, we all know that was a movie.
If you did good at it, then an alien came to Earth and said, "We need you to fight our
man." No, the CIA came to you and said, "We need you."
Wait. Did Mars need moms at the time?
That's not 80s anymore, though.
Anyways, in 1998, a popular gaming blog
45?
Put out the rumor that this Polybius existed as an arcade cabinet in 1981 and that it was a game that caused stuff like suicidal tendencies and insanity and whatnot. And it has
That was cocaine.
It has since... It's a hell of a drug. It has since caught supposedly... it has been in... popular media such as Bubba said during the break, The Simpsons, it was a cabinet in the background when Homer's obsessed with that one game. I don't remember off the top of my head. And been in several other popular medias, but
sure.
So, but what is that gameplay though? Did somebody just make something to fuel the urban
legend?
Would
somebody really do that? Just go on the internet and lie and make things up?
It's like people on the internet saying racist stuff. I mean, it's unheard of.
I find it very difficult to believe.
It is. It's pretty. It is pretty hard to believe. It is pretty hard to believe.
Slenderman?
But that's actually a game, isn't it? Yeah, I remember playing that.
No, well, those girls fucking killed that. Well, they almost killed that.
She didn't die. No, that was fucked up.
Yeah, that is appropriate of nothing, Sal. That's nothing to do with Polybius.
If all you motherfuckers end up dead by the end of the night, then it's Polybius.
I think Sal has been hypnotized by Polybius, and he is going to be the.
He's going to be the listeners that have seizures during the gameplay.
Of Sal, I wear the magic fucking sunglasses so I can see all of the.
At this point, Polybius. Sal is the Mexican Manchurian Candidate. So if he attempts to assassinate anybody in the next 24 hours.
Dude, somebody says taco beef burrito and I play the mariachi. Oh, I turn to mariachi, dude.
Jesus Christ.
Bring the mandolin.
We got some plugs.
Yeah, Bubba's got some pages.
Fuck, I forgot we're doing a podcast, huh?
Bubba's got some pages waiting for him at the beach.
Please listen to Off the Rails podcast. It's another podcast that I do.
It's about pooping over 40.
We talk about video games, movies, comics,
and wrestling. And fisting in Japanese
and
fucked up movies.
It's called a chili dog.
Netflix movies.
Talk about when you used to be in your prime, like 30, 40 years ago.
Carl would be proud.
Dude, which reminds me, Bubba.
In my prime.
After this podcast is over, I'm going to show you a trailer.
Is it quick? Because I got to go, man.
It should be quick.
All right.
But the effects will be long-lasting.
Okay. Yes, they will.
All right.
It's called...
that's it?
Boku no Pico.
No. Anyways... So, that's pretty much it for this podcast.
It's called the Rusty Trombone.
We drank a lot of booze during this podcast. We had some lovely Greek moonshine from my brother-in-law.
He smuggled that out of his butt cheeks, dude.
Sean smuggled this shit in through his butt cheeks from Greece, from his recent visit there.
The extra fermentation.
It's called Rocky, and it's homemade. It's homemade Greek moonshine.
So yeah, you gotta check out people's
fucked
butts.
Up on this shit. Yes, make sure you check Sean Kibler's ass the next time he flies.
Yeah, dude. And you feel kind of Irish afterwards, and like.
Throwing a little Family Guy reference in there for people.
What do you do? Visit us at strengthengaming.com where we have brand new news section and new writers. And go directly to strcast.com for extras, posters, and links. Like us on the motherfucking Facebook at www.facebook.com/strngaming.com.
Facebook
or
still
all the W's. Yes, Facebook is still a thing, even though you've never been on it.
MySpace.
What's this LinkedIn shit too, man? Everybody keeps sending me LinkedIn requests.
LinkedIn is for professionals like myself and Bubba.
What professional dickheads?
Trog though, you keep sending me
exactly.
Professional dickheads.
Follow us on Twitter at strn_. And, str_gaming. And me. At str_Samson. You can follow Bubba at Basabino on Twitter. And Sal at slave0187200101001. And you can follow Emery at nowhere because he is off the grid. And
if you follow him, all you're stuck in him and stop now.
We're available on a lot of shit. There were a lot of photos being uploaded on Twitter tonight.
A lot of junk shots.
Speaking of junk shots, I just finished watching the latest Game of Thrones season, finally, like 10 years
ago. Dude, that's a lot of butt cheeks in that
motherfucker. That took you a lot of time, dude.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, Sam and Heather have been watching that, and she's been going Hobbit on them. That wasn't in the book.
Because she read the books recently, yeah.
That wasn't in the books.
She was like, that ass shot wasn't in the books.
He didn't get his penis chopped off in the book.
Why do people got their shit chopped off in general in that series as a whole?
Just Greyjoy, dude.
Yeah, Grey Jerk. Yeah,
that whole army that what's your face has, they have their nuts cut off. The Unsullied.
Oh, was that proved? Because remember the Unsullied?
Was that proved?
Well, the debate was, is there just their balls?
The Unsullied are eunuchs.
Yeah, well, what you're trying to establish that. You mean just their balls?
Yeah, the hots for that black chick when she was baby.
They never said in the series.
Yeah, they haven't established that yet.
I'll have to ask my wife later.
That wasn't in the book. Okay, Mr. Mackey.
So, what do we say?
What? Keep on gaming on, bitches. Yeah. Like all things in life, keep your pimp pants strong. You keep your strength in gaming.
You still record this shit? Seriously?
What? You think this is a fucking game?
All right. Good night, everybody. We love you as our listeners.
Nathan.
We hope you're still listening.
Peace out.
Do you mind taking a picture really quick with your lovely cubes?
It's been a whole week since I shaved.
I'm talking about his head. He knows what I'm talking about.
I clean out my bush. Don't worry about it. I trim it up. I keep it nice down there.
Mine looks like dreadlocks.
I don't know, dude. I always keep mine like clean shaven, like dude's forehead over there.
Dude, I wish I could get a Brazilian or something.